It's time now for our Mondays on Main. It's a Main Street Monday here, and Jennifer Turkowitz from Tomahawk Main Street is with us, along with the president of the outfit. Tim Calhoun's here with us this morning, too. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeffy.
All right, Jennifer and Tim on Main Street Monday. Well, first of all, Jennifer, is this a busy time for you of the year?
It is. We just
really?
It is. We wrapped up our Main Street Memories Christmas, and so it feels like, the year's over, but that means that next year's already right around the corner. So
yeah,
we are jumping right in with all of our marketing, our permits, everything to keep everything going for next year. So we can breathe a little bit, but...
But last,
keep rolling.
Yeah, last weekend was the big weekend. How was it? I didn't get back to town. How was it?
It was amazing. There's a little bit of snow, but not too much to keep people away. A little chilly, but people still came out and enjoyed it. We had a great parade, and then followed with the window displays and our choirs out there singing. A lot of good memories being made.
And was it a really big crowd down there? Were you pleased with the turnout?
Yes, this event continues to grow and grow. This is the sixth year. The first year it started out, and they said maybe 60, 70 people came. We had several hundred who are coming now to enjoy this event. So it was really great to see all the smiles on the kids' faces and on the adults too. They were having just as much fun.
And I'm sure you learned a few things. You use those going forward just to make it a better event next year and year after that and year after that and year after that.
Absolutely. Just when you think you got it all figured out, you realize that there's something new every time. So always happy to make it bigger and better.
Funny how that happens in life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tim Calhoun, the president of Tomahawk Main Street. Tim, one question I got for you. How's Jen doing for the organization and all you downtown businesses from the president's perspective? Tim, give us a little bit of a report card for Jennifer Turkowitz.
Uh-oh.
Well, Jennifer's done a fantastic job with Tomahawk Main Street. She's a go-getter. She's does a great job. I couldn't say any more than that.
What does it mean to Calhoun Insurance to be a part of Tomahawk Main Street? As a businessman, Tim, what does Main Street mean to you?
Well, Tomahawk Main Street's been, you know, it's, you know, I'm not on Main Street. I'm not an actual in the bid for it. But, you know, Main Street, I grew up in Tomahawk. I've been here my whole life. And, you know, there's, you go downtown at downtown Tomahawk, and we have a great Main Street. And it takes a lot of work to, keep things going, keep things looking good, and new projects all the time, and bring people to our Main Street to do business. When there's so much other places to do business, it's you know, you got to work at it.
Yeah, absolutely. The marketing that gets out there, the word starts to spread and do something good, and that word of mouth is invaluable to have for any organization. You're right around the corner on Main Street, though, so you're kind of a Main Street guy.
Yeah, I'm just down the street. I'm right at 302 South Tomahawk Avenue.
How's everything at Calhoun Insurance these days?
Well, it's good. We're busy, staying busy all the time. We just got through the Medicare part of things.
Oh, yeah.
That was a struggle this year, kind of, but we got through that, and... I don't know. We're just looking forward to another new year.
Yeah. So if you're looking for any kind of insurance, Calhoun Insurance Agency can usually fill the need. I know I'm glad I didn't have to turn any things with my boat. You got my boat insurance, so I'm hoping my premium maintains over the wintertime. I can do it again next year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see where things go.
Okay.
It's been, you know, everybody knows.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's
yeah.
rates have gone up on everything. It's
yeah.
been tough.
It is, but I'm sure that people understand. Hopefully, they do understand. They know that you're still doing the. I can tell you, you and your sister went to work for me, and you guys, I've seen your work firsthand. You guys work hard for your customers.
We do. I got a good crew over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we say hi to them? You want to recognize them a little bit here too this morning?
Well, sure. So my main girl in the office is Susie. She's my sister,
yeah.
Susie Edwardson. If you've ever done any business there, you've definitely have talked to her. Got Mary Jo, does business insurance, and I got Pam, which does, I'm just going to say she does most of the Medicare stuff.
Okay. So need insurance, go see Tim and the staff down at Calhoun Insurance, and I hope that the whole Calhoun clan is going to be together for Christmas time, as much of you as possible anyway.
As much as possible.
Yeah.
We've gotten spread out over the years. So.
You know what? You know, I'm starting to realize that, too. Kids are getting bigger, getting married off, and everybody goes their own separate ways, and brothers and sisters doing their own thing. It's tough these days, so anytime you can get as much of the original clan back together, it's a special day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's hope that almost everybody gets to do that. Jen, back to you now. Let's talk about some of the things that happened on Main Street this last year. We just talked about the, this was the final event for the year, though, right, last weekend?
Yes, yes, it was.
So going back to the end of winter last time, let's take us through the whole year. How did it go? What were the, some of the really standout things from Tomahawk Main Street sponsorship this year?
Yes, thank you. Because, yeah, we've had an amazing group of sponsors and donors who have really started to notice, like Tim said, how hard we're all working together to keep our community, our downtown, vibrant. And so we have to say thank you to all the folks who have both been sponsors, donors, and those who have come and visited us. I mean, a couple of the things that right off the top of my head, I mean, we celebrated our 10th annual wine walk. So that's pretty cool. That's always the Friday of Mother's Day weekend, and that is really special because that has become a tradition for a lot of families. So you will see a lot of those girls' weekends, they come up to celebrate together. We do have it where we sell a limited number of tickets. We only sell 250 tickets, but we sell that out. You know, as soon as they go on sale, we're sold out.
Yeah.
But folks do know that we welcome anyone to come downtown, you know, so we've got music on the street, you know, our bars and restaurants are open. So we sell 250 tickets, but we see an average of probably 700-800 people who come downtown that weekend and visit our stores, participate. So that's really cool to say that we've been able to do that for 10 years and it continues to be one of the fan favorites.
Gets bigger every year a little bit.
It does. We keep adding, you know, this year we kind of pushed a little more to with food. So, you know, we've been trying to get some sponsors in or some businesses who maybe don't want to do the wine part, but they're going to pair a cheese, a meat, something to kind of pair with the wine so that we're being responsible too with it. So
Main Street Memories Car Show is always a big deal. That's been going on in this town forever. And since Main Street took it over, not a beat has been skipped at all. It just keeps getting bigger and better every year, too.
It does. What are we in? Our 32nd year is going to be coming up, I think, this year.
I don't know how many years it's been. It's been a long time.
It's been over 30, I know, since the car club started it, and very grateful for all that hard work. But, yeah, that has continued to grow. And, Tim, you can attest to this. Tim is our master parker. Now he took over. Scuff retired, and Tim is our master parker. We had over 300 cars this year, set a record this year.
Yeah, we're actually running out of room for cars.
Oh, really? That is full up.
Full up. We were double wide down the middle trying to get everybody to fit, and that's amazing. You know, we've been really lucky. A lot of folks kind of look at our show as kind of the kickoff for the season. Plus, we're in the downtown, so that's pavement. A lot of folks really do like that. But yeah, it's a good thing to say that we're running out of room, even though it's a problem. But that's really cool. A testament to the folks who are coming down and appreciating that downtown.
Good problem to have.
Yes.
Another good thing to have in town is our farmers market. That has gotten bigger and better with Main Street. And Matt Howe, you guys really are good partners there, and it just gets getting bigger and better every year.
Yes, I mean, we're really pleased to be able to say that we've had several of our vendors come back. They're favorites, and they've come back. This year, we were able to add two new vendors. We're always looking for new vendors. You know, our goal, we're right at that cusp right now of being right to the tip of the alley. Our goal is actually to have that entire block be a farmer's market.
Okay.
So, you know, we've kind of, like this year, Trinkle Acres was able to join us with their home, you know, homegrown with the lavender and everything. So we are having it stay a farmer's market. We're not going to go towards the flea market side. We want to stay at the farmer's market. But if there are vendors out there who have that homegrown, you know, from the ground up, we definitely are interested in adding some of those options, some of those, you know, the deodorants, the lotions, things like that are made from the ground.
Oh, sure. And let's see, what else, I'm trying to think of what it's, local honey is harder and harder to find. I know there's honey down there. I'm not sure how local it is. Forgive me, Pat, but I'm not sure how local that. I'm looking for that really, really local honey, and be nice to have somebody like that there next year.
It would be amazing. I know some folks who do small harvests, like more for like their own personal consumption.
Sure.
But yeah, it would be amazing. I know Wausau right now is the closest that we're able to get. It would be amazing to pull somebody in. You know, honey is so good for you. It'd be great to find someone a little closer who'd be interested. So anybody out there, please reach out to Main Street. We'd love to have you.
Besides the sweetness, the immunity factor goes up. The closer that the honey comes to where you live, the better it is for us.
Yes.
So that's why it'd be nice to have a real local person here. Another record set with the Main Street North for the Fourth t-shirts. Made a lot of money with that one. A new record this year, huh?
Yes. So we have to give a shout out to Dawn Jenlin and to Ryan Koth from Printworks. Dawn works with Ryan, designs that personally right from Main Street. Ryan gets those printed for us. I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, we doubled the order. And then we took that order and took it times 1.5. And so it just keeps growing and growing, and we still sold out. I mean, it's just amazing the support that we have gotten through that program. And again, that's a program that's been going on for, we're pushing in 40-some years. That actually started years and years ago as an environmental group who started that as a fundraiser. And then when Jim Wise came on with the business council and then helped us convert to that Main Street, that program came to us. It's been amazing. So, yeah.
Fall ride time comes around in the fall, and this year was no different than any other year. It was fantastic, and the entertainment that you guys brought in, the Van Halen Jump Band and the Glam Band, boy, they packed the house.
Yeah, those two bands were really, really good for us. Glam Band, especially, because they're pretty well known in the state of Wisconsin. They play a lot. Yeah, there were people that were coming just to see them. Versus just the biker crowd coming in.
Sure, right.
As I watched people rolling into town for that event, that was it was fantastic.
Anything that's going to grow as far as Main Street goes with Fall Ride for this next year? You're going to just try to maintain now.
Well, we want to make it grow. The problem with it is that our expenses are immense.
Oh yeah, these bands are really expensive these days. We're talking $5,000-$6,000 for some of these bands coming in. Oh, but even higher up than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's just the band. That's not the sound production,
right?
The stage and all that stuff. If anybody that's paid attention to it, if you look at the stages that we're putting down there, they're professional.
Yeah. And that's what attracts the other groups too. They want to play on a stage that suits their talent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are we looking for? What do we need to keep that maintained, to keep that level of entertainment going? What can we, any help from the community?
Well, we're looking for, sponsorships, of course. We're going after some corporate stuff. I don't know if we're going to get it or not. We've had some very good sponsorships throughout the years here. Incredible Bank has been phenomenal. Crossbridge, and some other local. If I can't think of them, I'm just having a.
It's a Monday.
Yeah,
but yeah, we've had good response throughout from the community.
So anybody that's interested, especially from a corporate level, if you're interested in putting your name on something at Fall Ride, it's a great crowd of people, and it's a fantastic organization. The event itself, corporate businesses should not be afraid to get involved with our biker group here in Tomahawk. This Fall Ride is fantastic, and it would be great to have any corporate sponsor, and they can be proud to do it.
Absolutely.
It's the biggest event in Lincoln County.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yes. Yeah. And even volunteer-wise, we're always looking for volunteers, and we've been really blessed that several of our sponsors also are like, hey, we want to be there too, So not only are they making monetary donations, they're coming down, they're volunteering, they're putting in their time, they're wearing their swag and bringing attention. And it's huge, like Tim said. I mean, it really is one of the largest events, if not the largest event, probably now in Lincoln County. It's become that. But Tim mentioned, there's a lot of folks who are coming. You don't necessarily, have to ride a motorcycle to be part of it. It's just an amazing event. It's an amazing camaraderie and a lot of good stuff going on. Looking to expand, as Tim mentioned, mentioned earlier, we're a little restricted. Our downtown is our downtown.
Right.
But, happy to be partnering with some of the other organizations and bringing people to this community is key.
And I think it was in Florida a couple of years ago when I saw somebody that had a Tomahawk Fall Ride shirt on. I could see that in the back down in Florida. It made me so happy and proud. I tapped on that guy's shoulder. I says, I'm a Tomahawk guy. He says, oh, really? I used to be up there all the time. I love going to Fall Ride. He says, where do you live? And I says, well, I actually live in Merrill. He says, you sound familiar. And he recognized my voice. So a guy down in Florida with a Fall Ride shirt, that was one of the greatest days. I love when you get that kind of thing. You're a long way from home and you see a little sign of home and say, yeah, we live there all the time. We're lucky we get to stay there.
Exactly. And it's great free marketing for us.
Yeah.
We love that.
Absolutely. Small Town Saturday on Main Street, that came just a few weeks back here too. That kind of kicked off the holiday season downtown, didn't it?
It does. Yep. So it always goes Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and then Shop Small Saturday. It's that shout out to all of our smaller businesses. A lot of folks think they've got to go to the big chain stores, Amazon. Not true. Like Tim mentioned earlier, our downtown really is amazing. We've got a lot of great things, a lot of unique gifts that you might not have even thought are here, you know, come to our downtown, check us out, support our small businesses.
Pretty cool. The verbiage is in its final stages now. The historical marker that's going to be put up downtown, where are we at with that project?
Yes, we're super excited for that. That is going to be going up right on South Tomahawk Avenue there in the boulevard by Mr. Bradley's mural. We had submitted our application. It's been technically approved. We're just working on the verbiage. They'd like us to change some of the verbiage. Unfortunately, the fellow we've been working with actually is leaving, so we have a new gal who's going to be taking on our project. So we are just tweaking how that verbiage is. You're restricted with the number of lines, the number of characters, that kind of thing. So we're tentatively approved. We just got to get that verbiage approved completely, and then that'll go right to production. So we're super excited about that, and Tim's on that committee to help us then expand even more some of those stories into that boulevard and really turn that into a historical spot.
And the final touches being made on the streetscape design. Now, what is that all about?
So as you may have noticed, there's some red dots downtown on some of our trees. Unfortunately, the emerald ash borer has made its way to our community. And so we are going to be having to have those trees removed. As you've walked downtown, you know, some of our pavers and things are kind of heaving. They're kind of becoming an issue. So WEDC, the organization that oversees the Main Street program, has been very kind, has blessed us with like our rebranding and things. And now they've blessed us with an architect who is helping us figure out a way to potentially bring some more trees back in, or do some native grasses, things like that, to make sure that our downtown stays beautiful, so that when those trees come out, we just don't have an empty well. We're going to replace that with something, again, you know, boulders, trees, that kind of thing. So Garrett is the name of the gentleman who's working with us. He's putting together those final touches so we can present that to the city and request that they allow us to do that. Fresh benches, all that kind of fun stuff.
We've got a thriving business community, thanks to Tomahawk Main Street. Now, there's two. There's a lot of good organizations here in town making sure our business thrives, and we've got that going for us here in Tomahawk. Now, if we can get some housing built here, we can get more people to live here and enjoy everything that we take for granted here.
Exactly. I know those projects are in the works. Unfortunately, they've been very slow-moving.
Yeah.
Our area communities have really stepped up, and they're doing it, too, and now we're excited that we know that those conversations are taking place. Those things are slowly making their way, because, as you mentioned, we are so blessed in this community, and to be able to share it with other people would
we welcome all good folks that want to come and spend some time here, just for a little bit of time, or just for a permanent place to park and raise a family.
It's a great place.
Tim Calhoun, Calhoun Insurance Agency, president to Tomahawk Main Street. Tim, any last words before we let you get back to the office here this morning?
No, I just thanks for the opportunity to come on here and let us talk a little bit about Main Street and what we're trying to do downtown, and so we can continue to thrive.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to you and the whole Calhoun family, Tim.
Thank you very much. Same deal.
Jennifer Turkowitz from Tomahawk Main Street. Last words from you this morning?
Just again, want to thank everyone who has come to believe in our mission, is partnering with us, is working with us, and I just want to throw a save the date out there. We're going to be having our State of the Street annual meeting. That's going to be coming up on Thursday, February 19th. That is open to the public. We invite people who want to know more about Main Street, how they can become involved, or just to learn what kind of projects we got going on and what's working in our community. Come on over, and you'll see that coming up at Save That Date. We'll be joining us at the Pine Tree that evening.
Good. We'll remind you before we get to that date, too. Merry Christmas to both of you and both your families, and it's great talking to you, great knowing to you. Gosh, it's a great place to live here. We're lucky to be in Tomahawk, aren't we?
It is. Merry Christmas to everyone.